Started there at the Torreway in northwest London. Wednesday, 17th November, 13th Kislev. Ralph Klein Pillman, Roche based in or out based in. This week's Torreway was sponsored by family Wiesenfeld and from Simchas and the son of Donny Wiesenfeld and Yorg Fulton. He wrote in the Shivan of Bryce, then one we saw the Shem Basilo, have sent to the Mr. Shem.
Good morning. A number of you have probably been learning the Daf Yomi and have just finished Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Even those who are not partaking in the Daf Yomi will find possibly something interesting in what I've got to say this morning. In the Maseches Rosh Hashanah deals in considerable length about the examination of witnesses and the procedure of being Mekadesh the Chodesh. In the second Perek of Rosh Hashanah, the Perek deals with the examination of the witnesses at some length and tells us how the occasion the witnesses could be Mechalel Shabbos in order to get to the Beis Avad, in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And then at the conclusion of the procedure, it mentions Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudesh, the final pronouncement of the Bezdin, Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudesh Mekudesh, and so on and so forth. Mishnah after that deals with the procedure of Rabbi Gamliel, who examined the witnesses, as we'll see in a moment, and then it goes on to the classic famous machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And I want to analyze this a little bit in more depth. And we'll see that there are some major differences between the classic traditional historians like the Seder HaDoris, Sefer HaYuchsin, and the Sefer Doris HaRishonim from Yitzchak Isaac HaLevi. The Mishnah tells us there, Maisa Shebo Shnayim V'omru Ro'inu Shachris B'Mizrach The Arabis Bemarit. The witnesses come along and they said something which it seems to be impossible. Omar Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Ede Shekahim. They're completely false witnesses. When they came to Yavne, nonetheless, Rabbi Gamliel accepted these witnesses. Kiblon Rabbi Gamliel. And then the Gemara brings another case where, again, Rav Dosa said, Ede Shekahim. How could we possibly accept their evidence? Omalo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Ro'ani estevorechor, Rabbi Yeshua endorsed what Rabbi Dosa had said. Sholoch le Rabbi Gamliel, Guzrani alecho, Shatovoi etzli b'maklecho v'moisecho, v'yom ha-kippurim shechal lios b'cheshboincho. So Rabbi Gamliel disagreed, and he, being the Nossi, overruled the opinions of Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yeshua, and put pressure on Rabbi Yeshua that he would have to come with to be Mechal Yom HaKippurim on the day which he thought would be Yom Kippur, but Rabbi Gamliel had paskened was not Yom Kippur, and so is the story which you're probably all very familiar with. Rabbi Yeshua is very aggrieved, but having taken the advice of Rabbi Dosa, who was a Zokei Mufluk, and also Rabbi Akiva, accepted the authority of Rabbi Gamliel and turned up on Yom Kippur b'maklo b'tarmilo, as the Mishnah says. So in the Sefer Doris HaShoinim of the Gaon Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac HaLevi, first of all he asks, why was it that Rabbi Gamliel took offense at the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, but not Rabbi Dosa? For Rabbi Dosa was the first one who said Ede Shekahim, and Rabbi Yeshua endorsed what Rabbi Dosa had said. But it's only Rabbi Yeshua he seems to attack, not Rabbi Dosa. That's the first point he makes. And he explains as follows. The Seder of the Mishnayos as well. The Seder of the Mishnayos is most unusual, because the previous Mishnah has said, Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudesh. So we finished with the examination of the witnesses, and then the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh. Then all of a sudden we come along Rabbi Gamliel is examining the witnesses. He has a levona, a globe in his room, and he's examining the witnesses. But this is out of place. The Rabbi Gamliel examining the witnesses should have taken place before it says Rosh Bezit Omer Mekudesh, because that's where it's dealing with the examination of the witnesses. Rosh Bezit Omer Mekudesh is after the examination of the witnesses is all over, then the Rosh Bezit Omer Mekudesh. Then we have a further Mishnah, which brings Rabbi Gamliel. Why is that so? That seems, the order seems a little strange. So the Doros HaRishonim has an original pshat, and he argues that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after all, he made nine takonas, and later Gemara says he made nine takonas. If you look in Rav Shurigon, it says there were 10 takonas. Be that as it may, there's a machlokas as to whether it was nine takonas he made or 10 takonas that he made. That comes later. One of the takonas was that the Rosh Bezdin, the one who was in control of the Kiddush HaChodesh, was the Rosh Bezdin. And he identifies in several places in the Doros HaRishonim, he identifies the Rosh Bezdin as the same person as the Av Bezdin. He doesn't distinguish the Rosh Bezdin being anybody different from the Av Bezdin, which is a point I want to take up later. So the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the in charge of the Kiddush HaChodesh, and he was in Yavne, as we know, Eser Takonos he made in Yavne, and then says the Doros HaRishonim, but how is it that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was indeed the Rosh Bezdin? He wasn't from the Shoshilta of Beis Dovid. Why wasn't it Rabbi Gamliel who succeeded his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? So he says as follows. And in fact, as we'll see in a moment, there's a difference of opinion. Why was it that Rabbi Gamliel, who clearly was the Nossi in Yavne, how was it that he was not appointed Nossi straight after his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Hanerag? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was one of the Asura Harugi Malkas, was killed at the time, murdered by the Romans at the time of the Korban. Why was it that Rabbi Gamliel didn't immediately take over? Why is it that it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai seems to be the Nossi? So there are two versions of this. One version is, if you look in the Ramami Pano, and he's got a Shah Chikur Hadin, he's got a little bit of history there. Ramami Pano is a very early authority, says that Rabbi Gamliel was caught on. He was too young at the time to be appointed. It's clearly not so from the Sefer HaYuchsin, because in the Sefer HaYuchsin it says that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was Nossi before he was murdered for 18 years. He was Nossi for 18 years. And then afterwards, and Rabbi Gamliel, his son, who ultimately did become Nossi, he heard, says over, and more in the end of Yevamos, said over Mamorim, which he heard from his grandfather, Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. We're talking about Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne. So if his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, was Nossi for 18 years, and Rabbi Gamliel must have been at least 5 or 6 years old to hear Shemuas, to hear reports from his father, Rabbi Gamliel, at the time when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was murdered at the time of the Churban, Rabbi Gamliel would already have been about 24, 25, at least 24 or 25. It's difficult to suggest that he was too young to become the Nossi at the age of 24, 25. We know from the Maaseh and Brochus, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah was appointed the Nossi at the age of 18. So it's very difficult to say that he was not the Nossi, he's not capable of being a Nossi at the age of 24, 25. And in those days, they matured a lot earlier than today. So, all right, so you have a machlokas here between the Sefer HaYuchsin and the Ramami Pano. What's the reason? Another reason given as to why Rabbi Gamliel was not appointed immediately as Nossi, and we know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai seems to be filling that role, the reason would seem to be because Rabbi Yochanan, the Romans clearly had it in for the Nesias of Beis Dovid. They didn't want anybody to become a Nossi from Beis Dovid, and they issued, it was dangerous. The fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself was murdered, it would have been very dangerous to appoint Rabbi Gamliel as Nossi, to upset the Romans. And therefore, it's very logical to suggest Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a stand-in for Rabban Gamliel, because it was impossible to appoint Rabban Gamliel as Nossi. His life would have been in danger, and the Romans wouldn't have stood for it. Whereas we know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Korov Lamalchus. We know from the story in Maseches Gittin, he had the ear of Vespasian. He pleaded for Shushilto de Malko, the Nisios he davened for, and interceded that Rabban Gamliel's life should be saved. Therefore, it's quite logical that they weren't so upset with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but they would be upset with Rabban Gamliel. So it's, according to many, and there are many riots, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was actually appointed as Nossi. The Derech Roshonim disagrees. Derech Roshonim is of the opinion Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Av Bezdin. Why he uses the title of Rosh Bezdin, well, perhaps we'll look at later. But the Al Koponim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not appointed as Nossi. There was no room to appoint a Nossi because, first of all, he was not from the Shushilta de Malcho, and secondly, because the Romans wouldn't have allowed anybody to be appointed at Nossi at that stage. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not the Nossi. So he was only Av Bezdin. There are a lot of caches on Derech Roshonim. Clearly, from Tosfos in two places and Rashi in another place, is Mashma says clearly that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was in fact the Nossi. Below Nimshech Nesiyus, so there's a lotion of Tosfos. He was actually appointed as a Nossi. There are other theories that perhaps there were two types of Nossi. One was sort of the secular Nossi, recognized by the Malchus of Rome, and that was what was the problem. And there was the sort of the spiritual Nossi, and that could well be. And there's an essay by Rabbi Chia Wander, the Suri Eish, who suggests that. And also there's on the classic work of Dr. Buchler from Ex-Jews College, he has a book who suggests that there were two Sanhedrins, as it were. One Sanhedrin, which is like the secular Sanhedrin, which was recognized by the Malchus, like the Rav Mitam that we find later in Jewish history, and the spiritual one, the Rosh Yeshiva, the one who was through his gadlus, the Gadol HaDor, who was internally was like the Rosh or the Nossi, but externally there was another Nossi appointed. That's right, that's a different theory.
The Reish Kolosos.
Well, the Reish Kolosos perhaps is something else, possibly. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Derech Roshonim, he says as follows: Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was never appointed to the Nossi. And what is more, the Seder HaMishnah, and the Seder HaMishnah, although the Mishnah is written by Rebbe, nonetheless there was a Yesod HaMishnah before actually Rebbe wrote it down. And therefore, what we have is the original Mishnah was the Chakiras HaEdin, and then the Av Bezdin, being Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, would be the one who would pronounce on the Kiddush HaKodesh, Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudesh Mekudesh. Later, there was added Rabban Gamliel, who we get the controversy, because that was after the Yesod HaMishnah. Now, what happened was, Rabban Gamliel, according to the Derech Roshonim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, is Achar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Libur Chayil. His main dwelling place was Bur Chayil. So we have a machlokasi. According to the Derech Roshonim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at the time of the Churban, deliberately took himself away from Yavne in order not to interfere with the Malchus of the Nisios of Rabban Gamliel, who was appointed as Nossi, and he withdrew from the position of being in the Beis Chabad. And hence the takana was that in the times of originally you had to go to the Av Bezdin in order to be Mekadesh HaKodesh. Now that he was withdrawn from Yavne, he made a takana, a new takana, that you don't have to go to the if the Rosh Bezdin is not in the Beis Chabad, you can be Mekadesh HaKodesh without the Rosh Bezdin being there. But he withdrew to Bur Chayil, and the reason being because he didn't want to tip the balance, as it were. He wanted to be mechazek the Nesias of Rabban Gamliel, if he had been there in, as it were, in Yavne, he would have undermined the Nesias of Rabban Gamliel. So he deliberately removed himself from Yavne and went to Beror Chaim. Others learn, no, on the contrary, that he was originally in Beror Chaim. And that's right, the Sefer Yochsin, the Sefer Doris, and others learn he was originally in Beror Chaim. That's a machlokes. Now, the question, so what happened was, originally, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, being the Av Beis Din, or the Rosh Beis Din, as I say, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't distinguish, therefore, being the Av Beis Din, being the Rosh Beis Din, he was the one who was Mekadosh the Chodesh. He now withdrew to Beror Chaim, left Yavne, and withdrew to Beror Chaim. He made his various takonas, which took place in Yavne, but then he left and went to Beror Chaim. So whilst he was still alive, he could no longer be Mekadosh the Chodesh. He had to have somebody else. Who was that somebody else? That was Rabban Gamliel. So during the lifetime of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says the Doris Lashonim, during the lifetime of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was still the Godel Hador, unquestionably the Godel Hador. I mean, after all, he was a Talmud of Hillel. He was already nearly 120. So clearly, and all the others were Talmidim of his. Rabban Gamliel was a Talmud, and certainly Rabbi Yeshua was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But during the lifetime of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai withdrew in order to strengthen the position of the Nesias in Yavne. And therefore, somebody else had to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Who was that somebody else? That was Rabban Gamliel. Now, later, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was doing it, as it were, standing in for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. In other words, the Kiddush HaChodesh belonged to the Rosh Beis Din, or as he calls it, Av Beis Din, Rosh Beis Din, he doesn't distinguish between the two. And it was the... but because he had withdrawn, therefore, it allowed Rabbi Gamliel to be appointed, as it were, to act in his place to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. That's all very well as long as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is alive. Then, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was already korov to 120 at the time of the Churban. He lived a few years after the Churban as well. And then, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai snifta. So, Rabbi Gamliel carried on. This is what he'd been doing already. He carried on being Mekadosh the Chodesh. But who succeeded Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as Av Beis Din? Rabbi Yeshua. So then the conflict arose after the Yesod HaMishnah, after we've already paskened in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh. Then we bring the story of Rabban Gamliel, which is not out of place anymore, because that arose only later, after the death of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Yesod HaMishnah is that the Av Beis Din, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh. The next Mishnah comes along and says, well, that's all very well as long as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was alive. Yochanan ben Zakkai withdrew. Rabbi Gamliel became involved in. That's the sequence of the Mishnayot. Rabbi Gamliel became involved because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai deliberately withdrew in order to maintain the authority of the Nesias of Rabbi Gamliel. So when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai subsequently he died. So now the question is: you've now got a Nasi who was acting in the place of the Av Beis Din, but he got a new Av Beis Din arising. So he didn't attack Rav Dosa, because Rav Dosa was not Av Beis Din, and Rabbi Yeshua is the Av Beis Din. So then the conflict arises, a machlokus between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Does Kiddush HaChodesh belong to Rabban Gamliel, who had previously been acting as a on behalf of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but now Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai doesn't exist because he's already died, then surely Rabbi Gamliel should continue? Or do we say, no, Rabbi Yeshua, after all, is the Av Beis Din. He's the successor to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai because he's the Av Beis Din. I mean, many places we find Rabbi Yeshua is the Av Beis Din, Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi. So it should be, therefore, Rabbi Yeshua should be the one to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. That explains the conflict. However, there are a number of difficulties with this. First of all, why do we call... three difficulties in particular. Number one, what the Maskona would seem to be against what Rabbi Doris HaRishonim is saying. According to Doris HaRishonim, the authority of the Kiddush HaChodesh relies with the Av Beis Din, and Rosh Beis Din and Av Beis Din are one and the same. So it relay with, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because of his position, not as Nasi, because according to Doris HaRishonim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was never appointed as Nasi. He deliberately refrained from being appointed. He couldn't have been appointed Nasi because he wasn't from the descended from the Malkus based Ovid. He wasn't a Nasi at all. He was the Av Beis Din. And therefore, and the Mishnah tells us that the Rosh Bezdin, who is identified as the Av Bezdin according to Doros HaRishonim, he's the one who has the authority to Mekadesh the Chodesh. Now, they have a conflict between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and who wins the conflict? Rabbi Gamliel. So the Maskona seems to go against the halacha, because halacha surely is the Av Bezdin belongs to the is the one who has does the Kiddush HaChodesh. And we have a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. It seems that the authority has been transferred from the Av Bezdin to the Nasi now that Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai is no longer there. So the maskona doesn't fit what the halacha should be. That's what troubled me. Number one. Number two, the obvious question, which I've glossed over up to now. It doesn't say Av Bezdin, it says Rosh Bezdin. Av Bezdin and Rosh Bezdin seem to be two different positions. And number three, there are many rayas, as we say, from the Tosas, and I got a raya from the Tzlach and Maseches Brochos. The Tzlach and Maseches Brochos, on the deathbed of Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, you have there the Talmidim come and try to comfort Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. Remember, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai says, he's on his deathbed, and he says, he's crying, he says, I don't know which direction I'm going to go. And the Talmidim try to comfort him, and the whole story of Yochum and Zakkai there. At the end it says, prepare the chair of Chizkiyo, who's going to greet Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. So says the Tzlach, why prepare the chair of Chizkiyo to come greet Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai? Because Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai needed some sort of compensation for the fact, after he was worried because he took over the Nasius from the Malchus based Ovid, and therefore he was a usurper to the Nasius, therefore he davened that Chizkiyah should come and greet him. According to what we've said, on the contrary, Yochum ben Zakkai was never a Nasi, and what is more, not only was he never a Nasi, he is the one who saved the Nasius and sacrificed himself and wouldn't even go to Yavne in order to support the Nasius of Rabban Gamliel. So how can you possibly say that he was scared that he took over the Nasius of the based on? See from that Tzlach that you learned that Rabban Gamliel was Yochum ben Zakkai was actually had the position of Nasi, not like the Doros HaRishonim. And it's clear from Tosfos, and it's clear also from the Geres or Shuragon, not like the Doros HaRishonim. So you've got Kasha number one is there's a stira in the Maskona. Kasha number two, there are many rayas that Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai was an actual Nasi. And Kasha number three, which I have, is what's the difference? He doesn't distinguish between Rosh Bezdin and Av Bezdin. Running out of time, a lot more to say on this subject, but I want to suggest that the title of Rosh Bezdin and Av Bezdin are two different things. We find many places, both in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, in several places, in Maseches Tanis, which we're coming to in Daf Yomi, also Maseches Chagigo, that at a Tanis, then there was a certain role to play for the Nasi and for the Av Bezdin. So you see these two positions were parallel to each other. We know from the Zugos that in Maseches Oveis, that Beshama and Hillel, one was a Nasi, one was the Av Bezdin. So the two positions seem to go in tandem. You'll never find Rosh Bezdin being mentioned in the same connection as Rosh Bezdin and Nasi, or Rosh Bezdin and Av Bezdin. Rosh Bezdin is always on its own. What is more, you only find the title of Rosh Bezdin when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. It's only Maseches Rosh Hashanah. You don't find it elsewhere. What is more, you find in the a quote from the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, says the Rambam, Ein mi'avris Hashanah ela b'mezumonino keitzad yoma Rosh Bezdin HaGodol, the Rosh Bezdin will say, be read. Oh, and then he says, Tzorah Shehi Rosh Bezdin HaGodol, Shehu Rosh Yeshiva Shoshivim V'echod Michal HaShivo, the Rosh Bezdin who is the Rosh Yeshiva of the 17, Bichlal. And then he says, Ula Kiddush HaChodesh Maskelim in HaGodol. Then he says further, Hoy Rosh Bezdin HaGodol, Hu HaNikro Nasi B'derech HaChodesh. He calls the Rosh Bezdin the Nasi. Not like the Doros HaRishonim. Rosh Bezdin is the Nasi. Hu HaNikro Nasi B'derech HaChoko. And then he mentions, HaGodol B'chochma Shebekulam B'shivin Oso Rosh Aleim, Hu Rosh Yeshiva, Hu Shekurin Oso Chachomim, Nasi B'chol Mokum. He's clearly identifying Rosh Yeshiva with the Rosh Bezdin with the Nasius, not the Rosh Bezdin being identified with the Av Bezdin. So the Rambam identifies Rosh Bezdin with being the Nasi. So why do we use the title of Rosh Bezdin only in Kiddush HaChodesh? I would suggest it's a title which was specifically coined for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there was an ikuv, there was something preventing him from being formally inaugurated as Nasi, because after all, he was not from Beis Dovid. But because he was the Godel Ador, and Rabbi Gamliel was disqualified, according to one Loshen, because he was a Kohen, according to more likely Loshen, because the Romans had prevented it, would have been a dangerous to appoint him as Nasi, because the Romans were trying to destroy the Beis Dovid. They regarded that as a rival Nasius. They regarded that as competition to have a Nasius, an independent Malchus, an independent state in Rome. They didn't want that. So for various reasons, it was impossible to appoint Rabban Gamliel as the Nasi. So therefore, they appointed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as the Nasi. But they didn't call him a Nasi. They called him Rosh Bezdin, which is a unique title for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because they didn't want to call him Nasi. That would have interfered with Rabban Gamliel. On the other hand, he wasn't just the Av Bezdin, because the Kiddush HaChodesh was dependent on the Nasi, not the Av, not like the Doros HaShonim says the Kiddush HaChodesh was dependent on the Av Bezdin. It was dependent on the Nasi. And therefore, Rabban Gamliel, being the stand-in Nasi, and they coined a new title for him, Rosh Bezdin, he was the one who had the authority. When Rabban Gamliel died, then you had the conflict between Rabban Gamliel, who was definitely the Nasi, and Rabbi Yeshua, who was Av Bezdin, because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai combined both offices. He was both the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. Being Rosh Bezdin, he had the power of being a Nasi, but clearly he was the Rosh Yeshiva, he was the head of the Bezdin as well. He had both positions were combined in one person. Now that person is no longer there. Which is the crucial office which takes over the Kiddush HaChodesh? Is it the Nasius, which was ingrained in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, or is it the Av Bezdin, which is part of his role? Then arose the machlokes. Then the maskona was, it's not the Av Bezdin. Unlike the Doros HaShonim says it belongs to the Av Bezdin, the maskona is correct. The maskona is it belongs to the Nasi, not to the Av Bezdin. Therefore, the maskona fits in well. A lot more to say on this subject, but
Go ahead.